What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, April 11th, 2012. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and what we hope will be a relaxing weekend. I don't know. I'm not too sure about that. It just seems like we're heading into a great deal of craziness here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer your calls and put you on the air with whatever your concerns are. First of all, we had a couple of really big wallops out here on in the Pacific Ocean over by Indonesia, 8.2, 8.6, and a whole bunch of continuing aftershocks. The good news is the tsunami watch has been canceled. And the reason for that is the quakes actually happened far away from land. That's the other good news. So while numerically they're very big, damage and harm is very, very minimal. These are slip-type earthquakes, so we don't get that big upward thrust of rock that leads to the really big tsunami. So far, it's numerically impressive, but the harm from it is really very low-key. So we're kind of good to, we're glad to hear that. The earthquake standards for building over in Indonesia are not very good, so they dodged one there. The global stock market is in a bit of turmoil. Stock and bond markets have been roiled by fears of Italian and Spanish debt spirals, not to mention Greece, not to mention the fact that the U.S. debt creditworthiness has been downgraded this last weekend here. The only place the market is doing well is here in the United States of America, supposedly, we are being told, by surprise, unexpected profits from Apple and Alcoa and a couple of other companies. Personally, I think the plunge protection team is doing their normal election year trick of keeping the market propped up through high-speed computer trading in order that Obama can use it as a political banner. See, the economy is good. All these people who own stocks and bonds are very, very wealthy and getting wealthier. How can you complain about that? Interestingly enough, up in Canada, they're getting ready to implement true digital currency up there. And we're not just talking about numbers in computers that are then translated into paper notes and so forth. They're talking about direct issued by the mint through the computers into your card digital currency. And I mean, after all, look how well that worked out with Bitcoin. So, of course, it's a really wonderful idea up there. And I'm saying that facetiously, of course, because we know that digital currency will be subjected to the same kind of manipulations that fiat currency has been up to date. It'll just be a lot faster. So we'll just take the real wealth from the people whose labor produces that wealth and shift it to the money junkies that much faster. It's called pillaging and looting with all the modern improvements. Now, of course, the big news is Santorum dropped out of the race yesterday. He basically said his campaign is suspended. Now, we're not sure why he just didn't say, I quit, I've had it, so long and thanks for all the fish, or whatever else he's going to say. He's just saying it's suspended. We know that he's talking to Mitt Romney. Maybe he wants to angle to be the vice president. We're not sure. The big question up in the air is, where do Santorum's delegates go? Would they accept Santorum's dictum to say, go vote for Mitt Romney? Or would they consider themselves free agents and now able to go to somebody else? And that's a very important question, because with Santorum out of the race, guess who is in second place behind Mitt Romney now? Nobody wants to talk about it in the corporate media. But if Santorum's delegates were all of a sudden decide that they preferred Ron Paul's conservatism to Mr. Etch-a-Sketch, we could very, very quickly find Ron Paul back in the race. Especially because Newt Gingrich over in Utah, he wrote them a check for his filing for the Utah primary and it bounced. So he's not looking too good over there either. Maybe he needs Sheldon Adelson to come in and give him another shot in the arm of money here. All right, we're going to take a break for our first set of commercials, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
What Really Happened Radio Show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're discussing politics and the campaign, and it's just all ramping up. Now, if you have been watching the corporate news, then by now you have seen this clip all over the place about Hillary Clinton going around and enthralling the crowds with her recollections of that wonderful day last year when they got Osama bin Laden and how breathless it was and exciting it was. And if you probably noticed earlier in the week, I think it was on Monday, they had video of Osama bin Laden's wives and children, you know, just, okay. This is tabloidism. It's not even current events and current news. But President Obama is going to run part of his November campaign standing on bin Laden's dead body. Have you seen that atrocious little plastic doll they have out there? Better rush and get yours quick. There are only 300 made. These are collector's items in the making. I don't think they've sold very many so far. Because frankly, this thing just, it sets a new standard for tacky. You know, it's got President Obama with his gun and standing over the dead body of Osama bin Laden, who's got a bullet in his forehead. And it's just an absolute joke for a couple of reasons. One, President Obama wasn't there at the raid. Didn't stand over the body, didn't hold a gun. Really, you know, his taking credit for it in such a visual way is just absurd in the extreme. Second of all, the guy they whacked last year was not Osama bin Laden. The real bin Laden died in December of 2001 of natural causes, and all the bin Ladens since then have been fakes. So they whacked some old guy and they dumped his body in the ocean so that they can say, yes, it really was bin Laden, and you're just being a terrorist sympathizer if you question us on that. And now he's, and now Obama's going to run on that in November. I'm the man who got the criminal of the century, so forth and so on. I still think Wall Street's the criminal of the century. That's my particular opinion here. And again, everybody who's looked at the situation said, you had this guy captured who, if he really was Osama bin Laden, we know he wasn't, would have been the absolute wellspring of information about global international terrorism. If you had simply talked to him or waterboarded him 180 times, he would have confessed to blowing up the Hindenburg. Like that guy, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. They're going to execute him now for 9-11 because after 183 waterboardings, he confessed to 9-11. He confessed to blowing up the Challenger in the Columbia. He confessed to shooting Abraham Lincoln and admitted that in a former lifetime he was Jack the Ripper. So I reprised my little story, A Gallery of Fake Dead Bin Ladens, which took all the pictures supposedly of the dead Osama bin Laden that were leaked onto the net as trial balloons to see who would believe the story, and the answer was nobody did. So then the White House did this, harumph, harumph, we will not release any pictures. Because you can't hire a decent Photoshop artist that won't be busted by this former visual effects supervisor living in Hawaii is what's going on here. All righty, tensions all over the planet. They're trying so hard to get this war going. They want this war to just get going. And over in the Philippines, their largest naval vessel, which I presume isn't all that big, they are now engaged in a standoff with a Chinese surveillance ship over this disputed South China Sea shoal. It's not even an island. It's a shoal. It's fishing grounds. They call it the Scarborough Shoal, and the Philippine warship wanted to arrest Chinese fishing boats anchored in the area, which the Philippines claims for itself, and these two surveillance boats. This is really small stuff, but it's getting a lot of news coverage here. So it's like that, remember the Falklands Island War, where Britain went to war to recapture the Falkland Islands and protect all those British citizens, most of whom were sheep. But it's just finding any excuse to get this war going in the Pacific. They want it everywhere. It's got to be a world war. We got to get the entire world on fire. That's why they're shipping Marines from here in Hawaii down to Australia to project power into the China Sea. This is going to be awful. If they really succeed in getting this thing going, it is going to be awful. And millions of people are going to die. You thought World War II with 60 million dead was horrible. That's going to look like a walk in the park compared to what they're getting ready to do now. Yes, we'll just kill off three quarters of the Earth's population with world war and manufactured diseases, and then think how much room the money junkies will have to build larger mansions in. Over in Syria, the government of Syria is trying to basically abide by the suggested ceasefire by Kofi Annan. And they've made a very reasonable request. They would like a written agreement from the armed rebels, i.e. the coup d'etat, the mercenaries, the agents provocateurs. They want a written agreement. If they stop shooting, what do they expect? What are they willing to do? And, of course, the U.S. comes in and says, no, that's nonsense. You can't ask for written agreement from the rebellion. You simply surrender. And so it's basically, again, the U.S. is doing everything they can to prevent a peaceful resolution. Because the goal of this incursion into Syria is to backdoor the war into Iran. Syria and Iran have a mutual defense treaty that they're hoping will lead Iran into the war through Syria. This is how Franklin Roosevelt got the United States into the war against Adolf Hitler. As soon as Germany and Japan signed the Axis Agreement, Roosevelt said, okay, we'll get Japan to attack us, and then Germany will have to honor the Axis Agreement, and we'll be at war with Germany, which was the real goal. And for those of you who've studied the history of World War II, you understand that after Pearl Harbor, most of the U.S. military effort went over to Europe and defeating Adolf Hitler. And after Hitler was destroyed and the Nazis surrendered, then the resources went over to finish off the Pacific War. It was never a major focus. It was simply the back door. And that's what Syria is. That's what they're trying to use. Over in Israel, one of their top generals is up there insisting that Iran and Hezbollah are already in Syria. And that's why we've got to go in and destroy. It's not just the Syrian people. It's, you know, they're in there. And it's kind of interesting stuff. They're trying to basically say that Iran and Hezbollah are helping the Syrian government against this armed insurrection, which is being spun as, oh, it's a popular rebellion. We heard that one before. We heard that over in Libya. And yet they keep catching all these American and Israeli foreign nationals smuggling weapons in there. They're just pushing this as hard as they can. Now, interestingly enough, over in Korea, just to stir the pot all over the planet, as you know, the North Koreans are getting ready to launch this rocket with a satellite on top. They're calling it an observation satellite, whether it's Earth Sciences or a spy satellite, probably spy satellite. They're getting ready to launch this thing, and they've been prepping this rocket for a couple of weeks, and they're fueling it now. It's a liquid-fueled rocket. And that's important because military rockets in this day and age are solid-fueled so that you can say, oh, we got the go code, light them up and send them. And the formula for solid rocket fuel is well known all around the world. It's no big secret anymore. So this liquid-fueled rocket looks like a science research rocket. It's not a military missile, nor is it really practical to deploy it as one because of the liquid-fueled issue. Look how long it's taken them to prep it for launch. They're not going to be able to respond to somebody saying, oh, we're being attacked, let's launch this thing. All right, we'll be ready to go in 2 weeks. That's not a practical military missile. But the United States is over there demanding the UN Security Council respond credibly to this launch of this satellite by North Korea. There are even elements within the U.S. government suggesting that the U.S. should just shoot it down anyway, just to prove that we can do it and that we're in charge of outer space. And I just want to remind everybody that under international law, shooting down somebody else's satellite is an act of war. Those satellites are the sovereign territory of the country that launched them, just like a ship. When you put a ship at sea and it's flying the flag of the country that it's from, that flag is there for a legal reason. It's not just a pretty decoration. It means that the ship is the sovereign territory of the country whose flag it flies. And the same applies to spacecraft. So if, let's say, a boat from France were sailing in international waters near the U.S. and the U.S. shoots it, what do you think France is going to do? Would the U.S. have a justification for shooting such a ship? Remember the big stink they made about Germany sinking the Lusitania? And then they found out the Lusitania really did have weapons on board. But unless and until somebody says, yes, this satellite represents a weaponed threat to the United States of America, and not just because rockets in general are bad. Again, it's the U.S. trying to stir up trouble. North Korea has every right to the peaceful use of space, like any other country. Like those little kids with their balloons sending their Legos and their iPhone cameras up into the edges of space. It's there for everybody to have fun with. And the U.S. is now trying to monopolize it, which again is another point of conflict with Russia and with China, who has provided much of the technology for North Korea to be going into space. It's just another excuse to try and go out and scream doom and danger and threat, and we've got to go to war, and we've got to go get those gosh darn people, or that little North Korean satellite will be peeking through your bedroom window late at night, and that's the job of the predators. So, anyway. Moving on over, actually, we're at the end of this segment here, so I'm not going to start inducing until we come back. There's been a lot of stuff. It just feels kind of fragmented all over the world. Lots of stuff going on. So we're going to take a break here for some commercials, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Günter Grass and his poem, A Counter Poem, and how Israel's latest attempt to play victim has blown up in their face. Huge public relations disaster. We will be right back.
Do you? you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, a little while ago, a gentleman by the name of Gunter Grass, he is a Nobel Prize-winning poet, very well-respected literary figure, and he wrote a poem basically chastising Israel rather gently for being a threat to the fragile peace of the world. And Israel just got in a high dudgeon and said, he must be silenced, and went around to all various media outlets and demanded the poem be removed, and many of those media outlets complied, leading observers to ask that if even a Nobel Prize-winning poet can be silenced at the whim of Israel, then is there really any freedom of speech left anywhere on earth? And then today in the Israeli media came out a counter poem. I'm sure somebody thought this was really very clever. And I'm going to read you some of the lines from the poem that was published in the Israeli media today. I want to be a danger. I want to be a danger to the world, so that after my destruction, not a single blade of grass will remain on the face of the earth, or a single blade of grass for Gunther Grass's pipe. Upon the earth where since I was born, I pose a danger to the world because it is my right. This is part of that, if I go, I'll take everybody with me mentality. And, of course, anybody who reads these lines and sees them as a symptom of serious mental illness, well, you're just being an anti-Semite. Israel's attitude is they have a right to kill anybody that they feel might potentially be a threat to them without waiting for it to be demonstrated. And this, of course, is a recipe for the entire world to destroy itself, even though nobody has actually done any harm. And again, look at the situation with Iran. The Israel-centric U.S. government and the Israel-centric American media, and we know Israel bribes the media, that was uncovered by a U.S. Senate report, which was then classified for 25 years, because it embarrassed Israel. The attitude is Iran is the danger, Iran is the threat, Iran must be destroyed. When was the last time Iran actually invaded somebody? It's been a couple of hundred years. Can't say the same thing about Israel. They're bombing Israel, you know, Iraq, Osirak power station, Lebanon, Gaza, Lebanon again. They're getting ready to do that a third time. Gaza again. Invade Egypt. All the constant invasion. U.S. Every week they're invading somebody again. The only country not a danger to world peace in that part of the world is Iran. And yet the media is trying to convince you, oh, yeah, they're the bad ones. They're the evil ones. We're only blowing all these people to bloody bits because they made us do it, mommy. Now, we commented on this yesterday, but I felt it was worth a reprise. A group of high school students and faculty members from New York City's prestigious Friends Seminary visited Israel and Palestine, but didn't spend enough time being force-fed ADL-approved propaganda to suit Abe Foxman. So he basically went online and said, how dare you show them the wrong part of Israel? You can't let them stay with Palestinians. You can't let them hear the Palestinian side of things. You've got to take them to the Holocaust Museum. You have got to force them to see the world through our eyes. That, by the way, is a good definition of dictatorship. When you're not allowed to decide for yourself anymore, you will believe, as you're told to believe, you will know only what we decide you should know. That is dictatorship. That is tyranny being expressed by Mr. Abe Foxman. And I have a few more comments for him. Whatever happened in Nazi Germany, and it is under dispute, at the start of the previous century, and a lot of it's been proven to be lies, like the lampshades and the soap thing, it all happened before we were born. We can do nothing about what happened in the first half of the previous century because we were not around. We are not responsible. We will not feel guilty for it. The people who did commit those crimes, whatever they were, are all dead and gone. What Israel is doing to the Palestinians, however, is current events. It's happening today. It's happening here and now. Those crimes against humanity can and should be punished today. That is the difference. Whether one wishes to go on living in a past life of dubious accuracy and authenticity or deal with the present reality. For myself, I would rather live in the 21st century. Abe Foxman, and indeed most of the fossil cold warriors running the government, want to drag us all back to a simpler, purer time at the height of the Cold War, where they could wave Nazis and commies at us and we would wet ourselves and then throw our money and our children's lives onto the bayonets of the designated enemy. But those days are gone. We're not interested in what happened in the last century because we need to focus on the crimes that are taking place right before our eyes today. And for Mr. Foxman to throw a tantrum that teachers and students aren't looking at the world the way Abe Foxman thinks they ought to betrays a certain degree of arrogance on his part. How dare you think differently from me? And that sort of thing leads to holy crusades and inquisitions, and yes, even to genocide and Holocaust. It is Mr. Foxman's attitude that is the danger, not the desire of students to see all sides of a debate. From Mr. Foxman's reaction, we begin to understand how afraid he is of people deciding for themselves. People think for themselves what a threat that is to Israel. If you use your brain, you're being an anti-Semite. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
this.
Yes. So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your sure-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sing a song of Texas, working class cancer sore, be in Boston Harbor, and Revolutionary War, of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of Texas, let's even up the score. Sing a song of Texas.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And just sort of finishing up on the story over there in Israel. New Jersey's Governor Christie has been all over Israel screaming about Iran and all the rest of this stuff. And he's basically ended his Israel trip with a tour of the Golan Heights that Israel took from Syria because Syria made us do it. And he's finishing up saying, it gives me an even greater sense of the real threat that Iran poses to Israel and the region, blah, 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 blah. And Governor Christie, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but Romney just released his list of potential vice president candidates and you aren't on it. So all that gluteus kissing that you've been doing, it didn't work. It didn't work. So get on back home and start taking care of the people of New Jersey because that's what they voted you into office for and that's what they pay you for. And stop worrying about Israel on the other side of the planet because that is not your job. All righty, and I know I had a lot of people saying, please, no more about Trayvon Martin. We are going to have to cover it. There have been a couple of interesting developments about it. Yesterday, InfoWars was saying their sources inside the court system were saying Trayvon was not going to be charged. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing reports saying he will be charged. The prosecutor will have an announcement soon. Earlier today, they were saying it was going to be on Friday. Now they're implying it might be sooner. It's going back. What they're doing is they're building the suspense. Will she? Won't she? When will it be announced? When will we know? Blah, 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 blah. And it is. It's all scripted and stage managed. We're already seeing in the foreign media the phrase, the American race war. That's what they're trying to create. Now, do you remember the story from last week about how armed neo-Nazis were patrolling Sanford, saying they're prepared for the post-Trayvon Martin riots? Ooh, scary, the Nazis are involved. And I made the comment, who wants to be a Nazi? They lost. They're not to be admired. Nobody wants to be a Nazi unless they're hired and paid by somebody like the ADL, which they've been caught doing, by the way. Now we're finding out from a statement made by the Sanford Police Department itself, there are no neo-Nazis walking around town, armed or otherwise. It's a hoax. The Miami New Times report claiming that this was all going on has now been retracted. It was a hoax. They're putting out this stuff to try and fan this up. Whites against blacks. So you'll forget about the economy and about the wars and about the fact that Obama didn't keep any of his campaign promises at all. This is a dirty trick. It's right out of the 1960s when the American people were uniting together over the war in Vietnam. And they put out the Black Panther coloring book, and they stage all these militant hostile actions, and they infiltrate the Black Panthers back then, and they lead them into militantism. Remember, when the Black Panthers first started, they were about breakfast for the school, for the ghetto kids. That's a good thing. And local control of school curriculum. That's also a good thing. And then the FBI infiltrates them, and the informants and infiltrators start committing all these violent actions. And the media says, oh, yes, those are bad people. You shouldn't listen to anything they have to say. Same thing all over again. They're trying to divide us against each other so we don't unite against the government. Please don't fall for it again. Please do not be as stupid as Obama hopes that you are. This is all about creating a racial crisis that he can ride into a second term. That's what this is all about. That's why it keeps getting all the media attention. They're building suspense step by step. They don't actually have any news to report. That's what they're saying right now. We don't know yet. Breaking news. We still have no clue what's going on with the Zimmerman case. Details on the half hour. And the half hour comes around. We still don't know. Film at 11. Giving my age away with that last one here. Intel Hub is saying, yeah, they're going to try and bring martial law with this. They're going to try and riots all across the country so they can declare martial law, suspend the Constitution, seize the guns, and say, well, we got you now. Forget about whether blacks are being repressed or not. Now you're all being repressed equally. There, that solves the racism problem. You're all slaves now. Big deal being made over the fact that George Zimmerman seems to have gone walkabout. Following the revelation that there really was a racist epithet on his 9/11 call, on his 911 call. Yeah, I can imagine why he'd want to be out of the public eye. And it's rather interesting. I mean, this is obviously a guy's a flight risk. And his defenders are still saying he hasn't been charged with a crime. If he wants to go down to Brazil for 2 or 3 or 4 years, that's his right to do it. By the way, Zimmerman put up a website. No, I am not going to give you the URL. I think it's disgusting. He's soliciting donations for his legal defense fund. I think he's had about a total of 5 cents pouring in. But listen, when he goes to pick up that 5 cents, then you know where he is. Slap on the handcuffs here. Amazing, amazing stuff. Yeah, now they're saying today, yes, he will be charged. Apparently, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is now stepping in and saying this is, if it's a hate crime, it's federal jurisdiction. And we get to generate the headlines with it. They're going to be fanning this thing just left and right. This is all about politics. It's not about Trayvon anymore. It's not even about Zimmerman anymore. It's about how can we use this to further the agenda of, insert the name of an agenda that could profit from this. Everybody's out there pounding on this thing. Sharpton's out there. Jesse Jackson Jr.'s out there. They're all trying to milk this for what it's worth. Advance their political careers, do fundraising, sell a few more books and T-shirts. The actual tragedy of the killing of this young boy is just lost in all the noise. It's taken on a life of his own here. All righty. All right. So now they're saying rather than waiting till Friday, the prosecutor is going to have the briefing in a couple of hours. Well, they've already told us supposedly what she's going to say. Of course, she could come up and say, we've decided there isn't enough evidence to charge him on, and then things will really be taking off from there. Meanwhile, we reported on this earlier, an article by Tony Cartolucci, an activist post, basically saying the MEK, which is listed by the United States government as a foreign terrorist organization, was trained in the Nevada desert by U.S. and Mossad intelligence trainers, agency people, spies, assets. And so it's another classic case. The U.S. government is manufacturing the people that you're supposed to be afraid of to justify more taxation and sending your children off to wars. The MEK, which, by the way, is the same group that just sort of happened to come up with the laptop Odeth with all this very damning secret intelligence from Iran, none of which made any sense, by the way. They're a U.S. asset. The U.S. is creating the enemies that you are supposed to be afraid of. It's like the Wizard of Oz in his flaming papier-mâché head. It's all a hoax. It's a humbug. It's a fraud. They're lying to you yet again. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. David in Florida. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? David, are you there?
Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you now. Go on. You're on the road. What's on your mind?
Okay, listen, I'm not saying I know a lot about the white nationalist movement, but a buddy of mine named Jamie Kelso, he lived with me for about a year.
All right, thank you very
much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you very much for the phone call. Okay, I was expecting this kind of stuff. They're desperate to wave Nazis at you and white separatists and white supremacists. They're desperate to get you turning against each other. The one thing Obama and the federal government are most afraid of right now is the American people thinking of themselves as an American people. They need you broken up. Blacks against whites, against browns, against greens, against peach, taupe, and mauve. They need you fragmented. It's divide and conquer. What the U.S. government did in Libya, what they're doing now in Syria, they need to do here, in order to bring down the government that we all are trying to restore and impose a puppet rulership for this fascist New World Order that they're trying to bring about. Don't fall for it. There's a huge amount of money and political force and media attention trying to create a new race war where one did not exist before. And there's a lot of people involved in trying to sell this to you. Don't be fooled by it again. Oldest trick in the work, divide and conquer. That's how the bankers start the war. Two nations side by side living in peace, and the money junkies go to one and say, ooh, they're coming to do bad things to you. You better attack them first. We'll loan you the money for the weapons. Then the first shots are fired, and the money junkies go over to the other country and say, wow, they're coming to get you. Don't worry, we'll loan you money for new weapons. And then after it's all over and one side is won and one side is lost and they don't care which is which, they say, go back to both countries and say, we'll loan you more money to rebuild. And so I'm not interested in any phone calls about white nationalist or white whatever or white. Forget it. I am not interested. We are an American people, period, end of discussion. We're white, we're black, we're brown, we're red, we're green, we're yellow. We're men, we're women. We're straight, we're gay. We're young, we're old. That was the message of the Occupy movement. An American people on the move to recover the American nation. If you fall into this idea of, well, there's the whites and there's the blacks, and we got to think of them as two separate entities, then Obama and the money junkies have already won. Because that's how they've always kept you under control, is to keep you divided and suspicious of each other and angry with each other and hating each other. I saw them do it back in the 1960s. I see them starting to do it right now. They're trying to manufacture a racial divide, the better to control you. Please do not fall for it. Okay, let's see. We're going to take another. We got two more calls. Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. All right, Trayvon Martin. The first You made one tiny little error. I'll just throw this out real quick and then get to my point, and I'll listen off air. Obama has kept one promise. October 28th, quote, "We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America." I think he's been successful in that. Now, Trayvon Martin.
I stand corrected.
You know, this national, so-called national outrage, this, oh, it's this horrible race thing going on. Yeah, okay. Where was the American outrage over weekend of January 29th, an individual at the Occupy protest was incapacitated due to a projectile from the police, and also in, what was it, October last year, also in Oakland, Scott Olson, Iraqi vet. Where was the American outrage then? And I'll listen.
Oh, well, you know, the media said, it's no big deal. They shouldn't have stood up against the money junkies. They just got what they deserved. Yeah, the media shapes these things. The media presumes to tell you what you should be angry about and what you should not be angry about. You should be angry about the Toulouse shooter and three dead, but you shouldn't be angry about, you know, American soldiers wiping out 16 civilians, including 9 kids, because after all, they had it coming. That's what the American media's job is to do, is to tell you not just the information the government wants you to know, but to tell you what you're supposed to be upset about and what you're not supposed to be upset about. And the message right now is be upset about race relations. Don't pay attention to the economy. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. Don't pay attention to the wars. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. But by golly, you can get in your high dudgeon about the race relations. And you can rage all you want about that because it's not really a threat to anybody in any power. In fact, that's what they want you to do, rage against each other instead of at them. And that's the whole point of this exercise. All right, basically what we're saying is we're getting mixed signals here because the CNN is showing Zimmerman to be charged, and yet the prosecutor is saying no charges have been filed. So, you know, again, they're fanning the suspense. Will it happen? Will it not? They're trying to just turn this into this huge, huge issue. I am smelling Rodney King riots in the wind. And for those of you not old enough to remember this stuff, and I was living in Los Angeles when that happened, for days and days and days, they had these four cops who, you know, beat up Rodney King on videotape, and they had him up in Simi Valley for a trial. And day after day is, you know, will they be found guilty of a crime? Will they be? And they're just pumping it. And then, of course, they were declared not guilty completely, and the riots were on. And it just feels like that same kind of a publicity run-up to do something that is going to so outrage the American people that they'll be able to kick off a few riots and everybody say, yes, a riot is an ugly thing, and I think it's time that we had one. And everybody's off and doing exactly what the government needs you to do so they can come in and take away what's left of your civil rights. That's what it feels like to me. Anything else, Arthur? Arthur, are you there? Oh, he took the call off air. All right, we're going to switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? George, are you there? George?
Hello?
Hello, George, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I guess we were having some problem with the telephone lines again.
No, it was my end. I pressed the wrong button not to mute off. But anyway, I finally talked to a black gentleman yesterday and talked about the Trayvon Martin thing, saga. You know, he sits there and goes, he says, most of us black folks, we ain't got time to look at the Trayvon Martin thing. He goes, hyperinflation does not discriminate. You know, he's just saying, basically.
What a wonderful comment. I am so glad to hear that. That is such a wonderful validation that people are not falling for this stunt to try and divide us. That's wonderful. Hyperinflation knows no race.
And he's basically saying there's no segregated gas prices. Whites pay this price and blacks pay this price. I said everybody's getting screwed. And, you know, he says I'm not going to sit there and lay out my life for some punk, you know what I mean, or somebody who's, you know, for this thing. He said let the system do its job. Because a lot of these people who bought these Obama posters, now they're dartboards.
Yeah. They are, or birdcage liners or things like that. You know, I still wanted to get my hands on that Obama Christmas tree ornament, and I missed my opportunity. And my mother-in-law still thinks he's doing a great job. Anyway, I think she's had a few too many dental x-rays. We'll be talking about that later on. Anything else, George?
Well, I'm just saying, that's what we have to sell. It is saying This economic times does not discriminate against nobody. And I can say this, fanning the flames for race, you know, I hope, you know, this is something that can, Obama can be impeached on, too, is fanning the flames of racism, inciting riots by his own actions and words. You know, this is another...
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think this is another impeachable offense because, you know, any statesman in a case like this would have said, well, let the court system decide it, and they wouldn't tell the courts how to rule. And Obama has a problem of telling the courts how to rule.
Well, that's definitely, I think that rises to impeachable offense because it's an abuse of power. We got to take a break here for commercials. Thank you very much, George. We're going to let you go. We'll be back with Phil in California after these words from our sponsors.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Bum, 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 bum,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back and talk to, I think it was Phil in California. Yeah, Phil in California. Aloha, Phil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike Rivera. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Excellent. It is such an honor to talk to you. I've been listening to you for such a long time in RBN, and I have never called in before, and I feel very compelled to call. I've been listening for a very long time, and recently there's been a lot of talk about how multiculturalism has failed. I don't think
not out here it hasn't.
Yeah, I don't think multiculturalism has failed. I think we have failed. Because in the end, we are all one. And we're all just killing each other pointlessly. You know what I mean? There is no them or us. And you know what I mean? It's all division, like you're talking about, divide and conquer. And, yeah, I think if multiculturalism fails, it's because we fail because of the illusion. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, and I agree up to a point. I think the only reason multiculturalism has failed is that it is often used to simply increase the sense of division and to convince people that their own personal heritages are just not all that important. And I think people should know and respect their own history and their own roots, just not let the money junkies use it in the present day to divide us and turn us against each other as a means of social control. We have seen many times in history where people of different cultures and races are able to live together in peace as long as they don't let some hallucinated, fanatic, sociopathic money junkie come in and say, ooh, you've got to be aware of those people over there, and I will loan you the money to go make war on them.
And that's pretty much historic. I mean, it's very historic that these patterns have been constantly happening through history. It's funny because, these Jew-worshipping aliens that I like to call them, because we all know that they go back to their occultism, which all goes back to alien worshipping of some kind.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. When they come on and start lauding me with praise, the red flags go up. I kind of wondered where this guy was going. All right. For the duration of the emergency, we're going to very much take a zero-tolerance policy on any racism of any kind. And I know a lot of people have said, you know, being critical of Israel is racist, and I disagree with that. But I'm going to come down hard on anybody trying to fan racial discords. And I think what's going on is, as I was sharing with Dan in the control room, the broadcasts here of the last couple of days have been copied off and spread around the web. And the message is getting out that this Trayvon case is being used to artificially create racial discord, to divide us against each other, to keep the money junkies safe, and to give Obama an issue he can run on for November, the American race war. And so I was half expecting to find the show today being hit with all these seminar callers. You're going to call on in and say, oh, yes, white this and Nazi that and Jew this and spick that and all this other stuff to try and basically keep it going. Not going to work here. We're an American people with one common enemy, the money junkies. We'll be back after station identification.
Next.